Today's movie review is called Burning at Both Ends. It's a 2021 film, and it's set in the time of Nazi Germany. It stars Judd Hirsch playing Bertrand, part of a refugee Jewish person who's seeking shelter. Also stars as one of the Nazi bad guys, Sebastian Roche. He was the main bad guy in this film, and let me tell you, he makes for a scary character. This film was about people that were in the resistance. I'm not sure what year this was, probably mid-45, where they were running radios, sending out transmissions and warning people. This is way pre-internet. This radio was faster than newspapers, faster than word to mouth to people to get messages out. Radio was much faster than newspaper or word of mouth, or it was just a quicker way of getting the message out. The problem was that I don't think the players in this film knew that the Nazis had technology to track where those radio signals were coming from. That's where this film sort of ends up. They send a message, and then that puts the heat on them. They use the radio. Pretty soon the Nazis get wind of where they are, and they end up having to take a retreat. According to IMDb, this film only had a budget of $2.5 million, so it is a low budget film. Someone on the IMDb reviews said this is like a Hallmark film version of the Nazi occupation. But this was really a very interesting movie. It was put together well. Now, what happened was, after the Nazis got heat and when they first found out where some of these resistance members were, they had to take refuge. One of the daughters of the resistance had made friends with this sort of rich guy. Let's make no bones about it. He was a wealthy man. He owned this mansion. It was secluded. He had servants and everything. So he's the one that ends up giving them refuge. It turns out that as part of them just living their lives and trying to be themselves and doing the things that they want to do, eventually that led to one of the resistance members wanting to use the radio to get his message out. And what had happened was the Nazis were connected to this wealthy man that owns that house. They essentially strong-armed their way into getting him to have dinner with them. And during that dinner, they discovered that there was going to be a raid on a town that was nearby, and they were going to kill a bunch of people. The resistance was like, we have to get that word out. And so by doing that, putting that word out over the radio, put the microscope on that property. That was the drama part of this movie. At the end of this, you're really wanting to know, are they going to get away? What's going to happen? Who's going to die? Who's going to live? Who's going to die? And it's that type of film. It was very interesting. And unfortunately, I think this was a fictional story, but I think it really reflected of the events that were going on during that time period. I really enjoyed the film, and I highly recommend it, and I give it 5 stars.